From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Wednesday, May 12th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Ransomware consequences, a massive Wi-Fi design flaw exposed, and broadband investments rollout, plus new data on the actual map. This is the Business of Tech. Several states have declared a state of emergency after the cyber attack on Colonial Pipeline due to consumers' panic over buying fuel. This is leading to shortages with impacts across 18 states. Per CISA, Colonial Pipeline has not revealed any technical details of the attack to them as of Tuesday morning. The company had reached out to the FBI, but not CISA. Congress has already noted the incident, citing it in hearings this week, which were in follow-up to the SolarWinds breach. In a follow-up to the D.C. Police Department breach, after a week of silence, the Babouk ransomware gang has posted another round of documents, which the department has verified as genuine. The group's message? You still have the ability to stop it. Additionally, the group has announced they are moving to an extortion-only model and will close their affiliate program. Insurance company AXA has revealed that, at the request of the French government, it will stop reimbursing ransom payments in France. Policies will still cover the cost of recovery. Think that's just international as a trend? State lawmakers in North Carolina are considering a law to ban paying ransoms to hackers. So why do we care? The headline, ransomware hits pipeline, and you pay at the pump. That's what consumers are walking away with. But let's talk consequences. So where are the consequences for a breach? Flash forward to another breach that's still top of mind. CRN reported recently that the SolarWinds executives were paid their entire 2020 performance-based compensation after overseeing the most significant supply chain breach in history. They really learned their lessons, didn't they? I'm sure those leaders are really going to take security seriously going forward because they really felt the sting of that one. Now, do we think anyone at Colonial Pipeline will be responsible for their mistakes? Here's the squeeze. Criminals are clearly acting and we should be pursuing them. They're out to be paid and they are being paid. But that said, if the only consequence is a financial loss, it's no surprise insurance companies happily go along with the request to stop paying. Who do you think victims will come for next for damages? And if the consequence is financial, only financial, will it really stop? I made the prediction for 2021 that someone will be hit with criminal negligence charges. The pressure is mounting. Consumers are feeling this cost right in their pocketbooks. Insurance companies are going to push back. And the next rounds of real targets are clearly technology companies, who at first glance appear not to be paying a price. Big news in Wi-Fi, a significant set of vulnerabilities known as FRAG attacks for fragmentation and aggregation attacks. This impacts all Wi-Fi devices going as far back as 1997. The bugs are design flaws that impact most devices and impact all modern security protocols, including WPA3 and all the way back to WEP. Vendors coordinated the release of updates and many have published updates already. Full information at fragattacks.com. Why do we care? Patch those systems and keep an eye out for updates. I've covered a lot of broadband stories lately. The Verge has now published a county-by-county interactive map showing exactly where the problems are. The data is an anonymized dataset collected by Microsoft through its cloud services network, published in increments by the company over the past 18 months. Thus, you're getting actual live data feeds. Meanwhile, net neutrality also reared its head. The New York Attorney General issued a report confirming that some of the largest U.S. broadband providers ran a massive campaign to flood the FCC with fake comments leading up to their 2017 rollback. How many? 18 out of 22 million responses were fake. The FCC has approved the final rules to implement the funding for schools to buy laptops, tablets, and hotspots, and broadband as part of the American Rescue Plan. This follows the funding for subsidized broadband for some Americans. Now, why do we care? Broadband providers are doing themselves no favors here. There's a reason companies like Comcast are so hated. This really is an infrastructure investment, and IT services providers should be pleased with this change in perception. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Back again tomorrow with another roundup, hopefully a little less ransomware stories. Talk to you then.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.